The drought here in the West is also making air pollution worse, so let's go now to Imperial County, California. It's a farming community near the Mexican border with a majority Latino population. A new report from the American Lung Association says that it has some of the worst air quality in the country. Luis Olmedo is executive director of Comité Cívico del Valle. It's an environmental justice group there. Luis, welcome. It's good to speak with you.
Yeah, hello, Peter. Thank you for inviting me.
Well, we're glad to have you. And it's probably no surprise to you that this report gave Imperial County really bad marks for air pollution. You live this every day.
Unfortunately, yes. I think a large part of the population sees it in their medical bills. We unfortunately live in an area that is surrounded by a mountain range. We share the air with three jurisdictions. On the north end, we have the South Coast Air Quality Management District, its own set of policies. On the south end, which is where we're at in Imperial, it's the Imperial County Air Pollution Control District. And even more concerning is that we are right at the border. So Mexicali, which is on the other side of the border, a metropolitan city, also has its own set of rules. I've heard they're pretty good rules, but not enforced as stringent as we wished they would be.
But the thing is, you're not Los Angeles. You're not San Francisco. What's going on? What's causing this?
We're a heavy industrial area. We not only, feed the nation, but I guess we help feed the world. And we're not talking about small farms. This is corporate America supplying the fast food, the restaurant, the markets. Yet we seem to not have policies that bring equity into the region as far as managing those air emissions coming from that. And look, we're next to the border, so we're no different than, ports of Long Beach or San Diego or Oakland. And we're part of corporate America.
One of the complicating factors here is the Salton Sea. And for those who don't know, it's the largest lake in California, kind of came about at almost an accident in history. Over the years, it's been shrinking, drying up. There's been agricultural waste and other pollution found there as the lake dries up. Toxic dust from the lake bed is blowing into your community. Tell us about that problem and the effect it has on people.
Well, this is a new source of pollution. And we're in a race. This ties back to climate. We've experiencing more persistent drought, and we're having to now displace the water that used to serve as a barrier between the toxic dust. And as we're displacing that water, sending it to larger metropolitan areas, who for whatever reason aren't putting a stop to their growth, their development, their demands. And now we're having to sort of be the sacrifice zone with all this toxic dust that's going to affect the entire region. And these toxic particles are going to continue to exacerbate asthma. We're among the highest per capita in terms of asthma among children. And depending on the toxicity, it could take one particle and end up resulting in, being a cause or root cause of a cancer. I mean, it is a climate catastrophe, but we are optimistic, though. I don't want to just paint a grim picture. We are very optimistic with this new administration that we can make progress.
It's hard not to be grim, though, at this time. I mean, the other health crisis that we're dealing with, that you're dealing with especially, is COVID-19. I remember speaking with a helicopter nurse last summer from Imperial County who was helping fly patients out of your region because the hospital there was at capacity. We've seen research from schools like Harvard that show breathing polluted air can make COVID even worse and increase your chance of dying. So now you're dealing with that as well. I mean, is that something that you've noticed? Does it ring true to you?
Oh, absolutely. When you have a community that's underserved in terms of dealing with the health and the climate crisis, it's all here. This is the poster child of what climate crisis looks like. I mean, with COVID, our lungs were already compromised. Yeah, we're going to experience much, much more profound health impacts, including higher mortality rates per capita. It's the action and the reaction thing.
you're even going as far as urging people to wear masks to protect themselves, not only from COVID, but from air pollution.
Well, I think that now that we've already, you know, gotten a little more comfortable wearing these masks, I'm thinking that we're probably going to try to advocate and have people wear them as a way to reduce their exposure to unhealthy air until we're able to control this. Yeah.
Luis Olmedo is executive director of Comité Cívico del Valle, an environmental justice group in Imperial County, California, talking to us about the air that he and other people there are breathing. Luis, thank you so much.
Thank you, Peter.